Blog Talk Radio.
Olive Garden's never-ending first course is always on us with every delicious entree. Garden fresh salad, on us. Homemade soup, on us. Now as for the breadsticks, who are we kidding? They're on us too. Only at Olive Garden.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thanks for that music. Music soul child. I love it. All right, this is a product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terrence Strunt, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call on family, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ninkozy Time Multimedia. Before I begin, as usual, I would like to thank Brother Odeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic tonight is spirituality, a new perspective. What is the divine feminine? This show is an offshoot of a show I did 2 months ago on the divine masculine. We need to be willing to heal our negative emotions relative to anything we identify as female to set the femininity within you free. Divine feminine does not need to be cultivated or created within you as women. It is you. It is the essence of your choice to come into this life as women. And so it is an ever-present energy that is always there. It is merely obscured by your thoughts and actions. If you begin to clear your minds and lives of the things that are obscuring that essence, it will immediately shine through on its own. It is exhausting, suppressing the essence of who you are. And so it is time to quit suppressing it. It is time to embrace it and let it shine. I'm going to get into this more before I get started into this topic. I want to first say congratulations to me for my four-year anniversary. It's been 4 years on this network. It's been a ride. I thank all of you who supported me, Jerry Petito, Huni Bakasun, of course, Brother O, and all you listeners out there that made it possible. I never thought I would be here this long, but here I am. And it's been a blessing in my life, and hopefully it's been a blessing in some of your lives. We're just on here trying to make a difference. So this is my four-year anniversary. Just wanted to get that out the way. All right? So back to this topic. This topic is an offshoot of the show I did 2 months ago on the Divine Masculine. That show was uploaded on YouTube. If you want to check it out, please check it out. Go to Terra Strength on YouTube. Check it out. Questions for tonight. Do women really care about being a divine feminine? Number two, why is it that no matter how much money modern women make, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? So she feels like she can't respect him unless he makes more money than she does. Somehow he's not providing and protecting. Number three, would you stay with a man that treated you right, but he was boring? Okay, number three. Would you stay with a man that treated you right but was boring? All right. So I want to get into this more. I have more that I want to read before we get into the trace. Please call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Tan Multimedia. So please call in. Those are the questions for tonight. Do women really care about being a divine feminine? Number two, why is it that no matter how much money more than modern women make, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? Is that true? Is that not true? Call in and share your perspective. And number three, would you stay with a man that treated you right, but he was boring? All right? The concept of the divine feminine refers to the idea of a sacred feminine essence or energy that is believed to exist in all beings, regardless of gender. It is a spiritual and philosophical concept that recognizes and honors the feminine aspects of the divine or the sacred. The divine feminine is often seen as a counterpart or balance to the divine masculine, which represents the masculine aspects of the divine. Together, the divine feminine and the divine masculine are often viewed as complementary forces that exist in harmony and balance within the universe. In various religious and spiritual traditions, the divine feminine is associated with goddesses, female deities, or archetypal feminine figures. These figures can embody qualities such as nurturing, compassion, creativity, intuition, wisdom, and interconnectedness with nature. They are often seen as representing the aspects of life and existence that are associated with the feminine principles. The awakening and recognition of the divine feminine have gained increased attention and significance in recent years as a response to the imbalance and suppression of feminine qualities in many societies. It is seen by many as a way to restore harmony, equality, and wholeness by honoring and integrating the feminine aspects of the self and the world. It's important to note that interpretations of the divine feminine can vary across different cultures, spiritual practices, and individuals. It is a deeply personal and subjective concept that can be understood and experienced in many different ways. And tonight we're going to talk about it, and we're going to explore traits. Why? Because we, as souls, are here to strive to be better and to do better. Magic Man Haru was on Facebook. I don't want a woman, especially my woman, whenever I'm evolved with one or some to be so independent that it feels like she doesn't need a man. You're right any longer. That's right. Divine feminine is a divide. That's right. You're absolutely right, Brother Hooney. You're right. Well, before we get into the traits, I want to explore some of these traits. I was talking about this on Facebook, and I want to go into some of this now. Masculine and feminine. So we talked about this on Facebook, and just this is a precursor before we go into this dissertation. So just bear with me, family. I get these pages right. All right. So, I said this already on Facebook, so this is for Blog Talk. Masculine, the difference between masculine and feminine. Calling family, strong, controlled, focused, that's the masculine. The feminine, free, flowing, open, radiant. Masculine, powerful, centered, purpose-driven. Feminine, wild, destructive, emotion-driven. Masculine, loves a challenge, competition. Feminine, seeks and gives love, nurturer. Masculine, single task oriented, problem solver. Feminine, multitasker, diffuse awareness. Masculine, wants freedom and release. Feminine, wants to fill up, gather, talk, vent. Masculine, makes big things small, forgets. Feminine, makes small things big, remembers. Masculine, needs admiration and appreciation. Feminine, needs reassurance and attention. Masculine, wants to be needed and respected. Feminine, wants trust, connection, and praise. Intimacy killer for the masculine, being criticized, controlled, or shut out. Intimacy killer for the feminine, feeling unseen, unsafe, or misunderstood. All right? So we can see how we argue, how each side argues for the other side's perspective, because we don't understand that's what makes a woman or a man. And so that's the purpose of the show. All right, so we're going to go into it tonight and get some of these traits started. Let me make sure I can see what Brother O was saying. All right, so traits of the divine feminine. Number one trait is the divine feminine. The feminine is intuitive. And what does that mean? When someone is intuitive, they possess insight into someone or a situation without using cognitive abilities. They have a feeling of understanding or knowing something without using rational thought. That's typically involved in this knowledge. For example, being able to see the forest or the trees. Okay? Number two, grounded. The divine feminine is grounded, which means being or feeling grounded is one of those things that most people can't really explain, and yet they somehow know what it is. Psychologists often state that feeling grounded means being conscious in the present moment. It means that you are living moment by moment, and you don't let your thoughts wander off to the past or the future. You feel comfortable speaking your truth in a grounded love relationship because you know that you can fight without having it put your overall relationship in jeopardy. Additionally, both of you are in the ring, fully committed to the relationship and striving to improve it. So that's what grounded means. All right? Receptive. The divine feminine is receptive. If you're responsive to the other person's suggestions and not set in your ways, then you're not only receptive, but you're flexible. The adjective receptive actually comes from a Latin word that means receive. So a receptive person is willing to receive things, especially opposing arguments, constructive criticism, and helpful hints. All right? We knocked out those three. Brother O, you want to play a track for us? Some more soul
child? Of course, man. No doubt, man. And, of course, I love what Terrence is talking about tonight. So please, please dig into what he's saying to all of us right here, live and direct from Lagos, Nigeria.
Girl, lately I've been you, and there's something that I figured out. Darling, you must have been heaven sent. There isn't nothing better than the things that you say and do. No, so why do I feel I'm being played for fools? Whenever you call on me, I come through for you. But when I need you, you can't seem to do the same for me. And I love that you pay your phone on mine when we're alone. But sometimes when I try to reach you, I wonder if you're just busy or you don't know that it's me. Cause you love me, don't you, girl? To my knees, like you seem to be concerned if I'm eating or sleeping properly. Yeah, it has to be the greatest thing to know the one you love loves you back. Or is the love you have for me really true? Or is it just an act? Cause when you're hard at work and when I'm hard at work and we can't talk, we just page each other with our sexual wishes. But when we're spending quality time and you're paying your rings, I wonder who could it be when you answer laughing at your reply. Or is it that I'm just being suspicious? Cause you love me, being suspicious.
I know you do,
I know you do.
Family, this is the Know Your Rights Show with Terrace Trust. Call in family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. The topic tonight is spirituality, a new perspective. What is the divine masculine? The questions for tonight is, do women really care about being a divine feminine? Number 2, why is it that no matter how much money modern women make, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? Number 3, would you stay with the man that treated you right, but he was boring? All right, so call in. Give me your perspectives. Give me your comments and thoughts. Trait number 4, traits of the divine feminine. Reflective. Reflective capacity is technically defined as a mental skill in which the mind is able to recognize that all human behavior has meaning in terms of what is going on inside a person's mind, such as their feelings, desires, intentions, motivations, and beliefs, and that this applies to one's own behavior as well as the behaviors of others. Also, that all people have a mind that is subjective, separate, and private. And C, that what is in one, person's mind may be the same or may be different from what's going on inside someone else's mind. So that's what reflective means. So the divine feminine understands that. She understands that what she's thinking may not be what her husband's thinking or what the rest of the family is thinking. but that's okay. She's able to see the other side, all right? And that's something that's very powerful in managing relationships within the family. Number four, trait of the divine feminine is she has strong boundaries. A person with strong boundaries understand that a healthy relationship is not controlling one another's emotions, but rather each partner supporting each other in their growth and path to self-actualization, understanding where you end and the other person begins, okay? So she has strong boundaries, which means you're less inclined to have enmeshment issues. She understands where she ends and you begin and vice versa, all right? So as a man, as the masculine dealing with that, he can take comfort in that. Number five, trait of the divine feminine is that she's empathetic. And the strength of empathy is about standing in someone else's shoes, feeling with his or her heart and seeing with his or her eyes. Not only is empathy hard to outsource and automate, but it makes the world a better place. It also helps to create a culture of respect in the home, which is vital to the masculine. Okay, I want you to think about that. So when the woman or the divine feminine is empathetic, she helps to create a culture in the home, a culture of respect. And that respect is vital for the masculine. All right? Number seven, she's compassionate. Trait of the divine feminine is that she's compassionate. Okay? Compassion involves feeling another person's pain and wanting to take steps to help relieve the suffering. The word compassion itself derives from the Latin and means to suffer together. I'm going to finish it. I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller one, who am I speaking with? For the Know Your Rights Show with Terrence Strength. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Terrence. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Ava Holly, how are you doing?
How are you doing, honey? This evening? I'm so glad I was able to get in. We're leaving on a road trip really early in the morning, yet I wanted to get in and support your show. I always love what you're doing.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear from you, Ava.
How you been? Good? Show sounds amazing,
I've been good.
As always.
Yes, I've been good. Yep. So what
good,
you got
good,
for
good.
Us tonight?
You know what? I don't know. I'm listening to what you're saying. I love everything you're saying. I don't know that for me personally, I think about the things that you're saying. They're just, like you said, more intuitive, I guess. I found my husband later in life, and like you said, we pick up where the other one leaves off, and that's what makes our relationship so great, because we've been through it before, both of us. And we just are able to just be what the other one is missing, you know, and it makes it so great. So, I love everything you're saying. I think intuition, trust, I mean, those are big for me. I mean, intuition comes, you know, without saying. So it's something I think we feel in our gut, and I think we need to learn to trust that more. And I don't know whether, you know, you're masculine or feminine. I think you need to trust your own inner feelings. And, so that's all I got for you, babe.
You know what? You know, I want to make a comment, Ava. You know, the whole purpose of this show is to make sure it's to help us and to incentivize us not to become complacent in our relationships. So I can use you as an example. So you come on the show and you talk about how great your relationship is, and that's great. You know, what I'm trying to do for many of us, there are a lot of us that are struggling in our relationships, and we become complacent, right? We try so hard to get our husband or wives, and then we become complacent. The men become complacent. She's doing all the chores and everything. She's working, too, and she got to come home and do all the chores. That's the problem. You know, that's the problem. And then when she's done and she's ready to be out, now you're whining and you're crying. You know, so the whole idea is to understand these traits and to strive to be better so that we don't get ourselves in trouble, right? The goal is for us to strive. to your husband, I would encourage him to.
We should always strive. Okay. We should always strive to be better. Always.
Yes. Yes. Don't take each other for granted. Right? Take care of your physical body. Try to take care of your,
and
your
income. That's not easy. Terrence, that's not easy. You know? It's really not easy to do that.
It's not.
You have to practice.
But you have to try.
All right,
you know
honey.
What I'm saying? But thanks for calling in, Ava. When is your next show?
Well,
the day after
my show
tomorrow.
Is tomorrow. I'm always right after you. Yep. Yep. So I love you. I love your show. And enjoy the rest of the evening as I am.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll see. I'll hear from you tomorrow. All right. So, yes, so I'm going to thank you for those talks. We have a track next from the international DJ Legend, Brother O. Track next, Brother O.
Something, girl, and I've been trying to fill in all the empty spaces. Up till now, you haven't been romance or love, but you keep on holding back and pushing me away because
said you never had
a someone.
When you gave your heart,
girl, oh no, no. Let me be the one.
Show you
there was more. Give yourself to me, girl. Romance and pain.
Jump to all that you like.
Yeah.
Let you give it a try.
All the things you ever wanted to do.
I can't
understand why. You act so nervous, girl, when you know my heart is filled with good intentions. And that I'll never set out to hurt you, babe, but I guess that's just not enough to convince you to stay, because
you said you never had
someone to love you back.
When you gave your heart,
didn't give no. Let me be the one. Show you there is more. Give yourself to me. Romance will pay yourself to all that you like.
You'll
never know unless you give it a try.
Cause
all the things you ever wanted to do, I can make you happy. Oh yeah. Won't you let me? Let me show. Promise you,
forever,
ever,
procrastination,
give way to all you gotta do. Romance has paid yourself to all that you like. Oh,
so
I let you give it a try.
The
things you ever wanted to do, I can make it happen if you.
Y'all, wait a minute, listen. See, what I want to do right now is I want to do my thing. If it's all right, can I do my thing, y'all?
Yeah.
Come on.
Won't you let me?
Let me show you.
Promise you.
Promise you.
And forever.
Procrastination.
So much
love. Here and waiting.
Oh.
Nothing to do.
That felt good, y'all. Now, if you don't mind, can I do it one more time, y'all?
Yeah.
Come on.
So, girl, won't you let
me?
Let me show you.
I can
show you.
And forever.
Fascination.
Love it waiting.
All you gotta do.
I think now is about that time, y'all. Can I take it home?
Yeah.
Come on.
So girl, won't you let me?
Let me
show you.
I promise you,
baby, forever.
show. All right, call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is the Know Your Rights show. I'm your host, Terrence Strunk, and we are here talking about what is the divine feminine tonight. Questions for tonight, do women really care about being a divine feminine? Number two, why is it that no matter how much money modern woman makes, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? Number three, would you stay with a man that treated you right but was born? All right, so we're going to continue going over the traits of the divine feminine. This one is compassionate. Compassion involves feeling another person's pain and wanting to take steps to help relieve their suffering. The word compassion itself derives from the Latin word, and it means to suffer together. Number one, feeling like you have a great deal in common with other people, even if you are very different in many ways. Number two, being able to understand what other people are going through and feeling their pain. Number three, being mindful of other people's emotions, thoughts, and experiences. Number four, taking action when you see that someone else is suffering. Number five, having a high level of emotional intelligence so that you are able to understand, manage, and act on your own emotions as well as the emotions of others. And number six, feeling gratitude when other people express compassion for your own hardships. That's what compassionate means. And the divine feminine, she understands that. All right? I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with? You want to know your rights, so.
Hi, Terrence. This is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
How you doing?
I can't believe it.
Well, I have a lot
How
to
are
say.
You doing? All right,
I feel you on your traits, and I think you're spot on a lot of what you're saying. But I do believe it's not all black and white. I believe women are wounded, can be awakened, right? So I believe
Absolutely.
That you can have all of the above, right? This isn't an A, B, or C situation. I think for me, I'm all of the above. I've been wounded, but I am very much awake. I'm in my feminine. I am in search of the gentleman that I will help to complete, right? I believe women came into the world complete. You know, a lot of women, we think that we're missing something by missing a man. I think we're complete. Like you said, we have our feminine, we have our masculine, we are complete. If anything, if we get spiritual, if we get biblical, we'll say the man was the one missing the rib, right? He needed us. But that's
hey.
Just going to stir up the pot.
Hey.
I just want to say that there's a lot of women that think they're incomplete, and they're not.
Right.
But
right.
I think that fit together.
Right. No, that's because of patriarchy that women feel that way, right? It doesn't
mm-hmm.
help. It all being about men is why that's the case. So I love your comments, and you're right. But the show tonight is how, as women, can tap into the divine feminine, right? Because the reality is the world needs the divine feminine. Your men need it. Your children, family needs it. We need it. And guess what? She's coming.
Right.
She's already here. Okay? So this show is about inspiring us to be the evolved versions of ourselves. Like I said, my last show was on the divine masculine. And this one's on
right.
the divine feminine. So you're right. Those are great comments, Veronica. You're absolutely right. You are a combination of feminine and masculine. You are mostly feminine. You're incarnated as a woman, so you're mostly in your feminine. But you also have masculine traits, and you need to. Just like the men, I'm incarnated as a man, but I have feminine in me also, and I need to, you know? So it's about having balance and embracing and understanding. So I love your comments.
Perfectly
Thanks
said.
For calling.
Perfectly yeah. said. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Good night, family.
Good night. Okay. Veronica is a mess. So the last traits that I talked about for the divine feminine were the traits of compassion, all right? The next trait is magnetic. The divine feminine is magnetic. Now, according to Paramahansa Yogananda, spiritual magnetism is the power, is defined as the power of the soul to attract or create whatever it needs. All around happiness and well-being. So what can you start doing today to cultivate a magnetic personality? Get real about your gifts and talents. No false humility. Get in touch with your authentic soul. Strive to consciously be more loving to everyone, and it will draw more people to you. All right? So divine feminine is magnetic. The next trait of her is she's supportive. And to be supportive is to give help or assistance or to hold something or someone up. If your parents are supportive of your dreams to become a chef, they might enroll you in cooking classes. So being supportive, supporting your children, supporting your friends, supporting your husband or boyfriend, making it a choice, a decision to be an influence that way, to be supportive, all right? She's supportive. Another trait of hers is that she's vulnerable, all right? Now, let's talk about vulnerability because somehow we can attribute this with weakness, right? Being vulnerable, this is very important, family. Being vulnerable creates emotional intimacy and connection. Opening yourself to your partner shows and builds trust and helps them understand you on a deeper level. A way to increase trust is to test it out by letting your partner in. You're giving them an opportunity to earn that trust. This can increase empathy from your partner as they get to understand you in a new way. It allows them to be there for you and meet your needs. For yourself, it can improve self-acceptance, and things that once felt vulnerable can no longer feel that way. So if you're closed off on your feelings, you're not allowing the other person to be in, then how can they actually empathize with you when you're going through things, you know? And that's part of the feminine. Part of her energetic nature is to be nurturing. So her being vulnerable is not a weakness. It's not a weakness for the masculine either. But a lot of us have a hard time doing that because we don't understand the power of it. It provides the glue that binds you guys together, all right? So being vulnerable creates emotional intimacy and connection. The other trait, another trait of the divine feminine is that she is authentic. Authenticity is described as owning your own feelings and being accountable, understanding the impact of your actions on others, and being honest about what we need versus what we want. Okay? Authentic is being as real or genuine and true and accurate. So it's about being accountable, understanding the impact of your actions on others. You hear men always talk about that accountability is the kryptonite of women. Well, again, you're talking about wounded women. You're not talking about the divine feminine. All right? All right. You have another track from Brother O?
On boardwalk, she was from Park Place. I asked her what she was doing on the side of town. She said she had some taxes to pay. I figured I'd take a chance in advance to go and find out more about her, cause there's more to know than the way she sways and the way that she wears her clothes or the way that she plays this game. So cold, she said she came up rough and no one income household was not enough. No. These people used to joke and lie and tease her about her clothes not being in style.
Dressing in
junior high, she started working overtime, scrubbing floors or working on assembly lines just so she could help her mother out. And after college, they moved into Marvin's Garden, and she got a job working at the city water department to save enough cash to move into community chest condos on Pennsylvania Ave. She fell in love with this dude named Ray, who was a small-time hustler from St. Charles Place. She argued with her mama about Ray's work, so he was sent a date on the same day that she gave birth. People find it hard just to hang on. You'll often find them in the same place complaining, instead of finding a better way of maintaining. She could have bought up the crack, wishing she would die, and just gave up on trying. Instead she grinds from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now she on top and she cries. Yeah.
Your host, call-in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. The topic tonight is spirituality, a new perspective. What is the divine feminine? Questions for tonight. Do women really care about being a divine feminine? Why is it that no matter how much money modern woman makes, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? Would you stay with the man that treated you right but was boring? I think we have a caller in the queue. All the three, who am I talking to this evening?
Hi, Chris. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
How are you doing, Mo?
I'm okay. You are unpacking a lot tonight. But
okay.
You asked a couple questions. The first question you asked is something about would you leave a good man if they treated you well and was boring? I said this actually online, I think it's worth repeating. Absolutely not. I would stay, and sometimes we are not healed enough as women to recognize a healthy relationship, you know, and we mistake healthy for being boring. because we're addicted to all the chaos that we bring and unhealed relationships bring, and we're addicted to it. And we choose men that are unhealthy and wounded. We have a lot more healing to do as a couple, and if he's willing to heal, then I would stay. If he's not willing to heal, that's what, you know what I mean? Those are reasons to leave. I don't think other reasons are there to leave. I wouldn't break up my family for that. That's just me.
But I do have a question, Mo. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Of course not.
Hello? And I hear what you're saying, and, you know, and I can agree with that. But let's just say that maybe he's boring because he's not reading or learning and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same things coming in, and, you know, he doesn't really want to do anything, but he does the same things every day because that's who he is. How do you reconcile that? You know, how do you reconcile that he just wants to stay in the house and you want to go travel? And maybe he actually is boring.
Okay, well, then something has to give. There has to be some give and take. There has to be some honest conversation. There has to be some give and take. And maybe he needs I think it was Valeska mentioned that sometimes you need to be able to nudge your man in a positive way, in a positive direction, letting him know how important it is for you to travel. He needs to then see that there is a need that he needs to fulfill for you, just like you're fulfilling his needs. So it's give and take in all relationships.
Right. So there needs to be some communication and some moving and nudging.
Yes.
And it's okay to do that. We act like we can't do that. That's what it is. I mean, we are here to grow and evolve, to be better, you know. We are here for that. So you're right.
Right.
I agree with that.
The whole point is I wouldn't be with a man that isn't going to try to evolve. That's key. Evolution is the key. If he's not willing to grow, you know, if he just want to stay stubborn and stuck, then having clear communication and growing as a couple and growing spiritually together, you know, that's different.
Right. So what are your comments about question number two? Why is it that no matter how much money more than woman makes, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? What are your thoughts about that, Mo?
I think that's something that women came up with, to be honest with you. Meaning, we feel like I can take care of myself, so he has to do better than me, because I can do bad all by myself. You know, there's movies like that.
So
there's all kind of commentary about that kind of thing, and it is a little bit frustrating for men, I think. Because black men don't make the same salaries.
Right. So let's say you make $200,000 a year and he makes $100,000 a year. He technically makes less money than you, but according to this code of provide and protect, he's less than because he makes $100,000 less a year than you. So technically you don't need him?
He feels less than. It wouldn't be coming from me. It would be coming from him.
Okay, because I would hope that it's more about his traits, more than just what he makes financially. You know, I would hope that he brings more to the table than that.
Exactly.
And I would hope that women would look for more than just that. I would hope.
Exactly. Sometimes you get wrapped up with these guys that make a lot of money and they're terrible. They're terrible people. They don't have anything else going on except money and the physical things and things that are going on in the world, you know, as far as, you know, pleasurable things, going on trips, going on, you know, and there's nothing wrong with those things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I'm saying that when it overrides you and overrides your relationship, that becomes a problem. You know, when that's the priority is showing off for people and keeping up with other people and other couples that are doing those things, but they're not growing.
Right, right, right. Great comments, Mo. Great comments. When is your next show?
My next show is August the 11th, and funny, we'll be talking about why women don't lead unhealthy relationships.
Okay. Okay, there you have it. These are some hot topics these days. But thanks for calling in, Mo. Those are great topics. I look forward to hearing your show. Thanks for calling in and giving your comments, all right? Okay, I guess she's gone. I think you have another track by DJ Legend, bro.
Now what we came here to do, it means more to me than just a night that we'll share. So make sure that you're prepared, baby, and know that love is not just something to do. It's the moment that transcends our physical into a more spiritual level of understanding. And who knows, somehow this night just might lead us into a place where our emotions can grow if we let them go. Who knows what may happen if we act for our attraction and lose ourselves inside a world made for us and no one else. Hey girl, just let me love you. Ain't no need to be afraid, cause I'll be as gentle as it takes to provide with the right amount of pleasure and pain, and I'll make sure that you feel alright, even if it takes me all night, cause the joy is all mine, when I know you're satisfied, so let's keep giving all we got, cause who knows, somehow.
Music. This is the Know Your Right Show with Tara Strength. Call in family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We got some comments here. Mr. Jeffrey Boston texting a response to my questions and his answer to the show. And he says, if they are not willing to teach, show love, and grow together, then walk away. It's not worth castrating your spirit and your humanity for the person who refused to evolve. So that came from Mr. Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. He texts in his comment to my questions on the show. So I want to thank the comments of Mo. Great comments that she had. All right, so we want to go further and get through this and try to get through this. So the next trait of the Divine Feminine is she flows through life effortlessly. That doesn't mean that you never act or do anything, though. It just means that the actions you take is natural action. It comes from a place of the truth within you, from the truth of the moment. The action doesn't involve struggle or excessive effort or force that comes from the ego. You simply do what you're guided to do quite effortlessly and spontaneously without trying. It's like breathing. You do what comes to you in the moment. Instinct, intuition, gut feeling, rightness, obviousness. Those are the key words. Flow is when you act in a way that's in alignment with the universal current of your life. It's the action that comes from non-action, ego-less choice. There is a natural current in life, and it's joyous and free, and tapping into it is what flow is. When you live in the current of flow by trusting your intuitive guidance, you'll be able to create a much richer and more satisfying life for yourself. From this place of flow, life feels more loving and connected. You can see how powerful the feminine is when she's in balance. The next trait is surrender. Both surrender and submission involve yielding to a superior power. However, in romantic relations, they differ in a way that makes only surrender a delightful, thriving experience. Submission is a duty of the mind. Surrender is from the heart, an emotional attitude that gives all to your beloved as you have each other. So it means something different. All right? The next trait is to be open. Give your partner the space to discuss things that may be bothering them or boundaries they're trying to create, says Barrage. It really can't be emphasized enough. Communicate. You may know your partner very well, but an open relationship brings about a new territory between you two. All right? The next trait of the Divine Feminine is trusting. It's the difference. Trusting is the ability to trust is an activating emotion. It is more about you than the other person. If you have trust issues, you will energetically create whatever you fear and bring it into your reality. And to be trusting does not mean naive. So ladies, if you have trust issues, if you don't trust men, just know energetically that you are literally attracting more women into his reality. You will attract exactly what you fear. And the same thing goes for men who have trust issues with women. You are energetically attracting men or women into their reality. So I just want you to think about that when you're not working on your trauma and dealing with this trust stuff. All right? The next trait that she has is being creative. Creativity encourages us to look at problems from multiple perspectives. Instead of making assumptions or jumping to conclusions, creatives look for other possibilities and potential outcomes. This can be a huge asset when you are struggling to get on the same page with a partner. By changing your perspective, you are more likely to see and understand each other. All right? So the Divine Feminine, she understands that. And the next trait is that she understands the God Goddess and all that is, right? She understands the connectedness of the God and the Goddess and her place in this universe, okay? And she meditates and she thinks about that and she strives not to take things for granted in her life and in her relationship. All right, so now we've talked about the positive traits. Now, let's talk about the wounded feminine, all right? The wounded feminine. And unfortunately, too many of us recognize these traits. So the first trait of the wounded feminine is that she's insecure. The American Psychological Association describes insecurity as a feeling of inadequacy and the inability to cope. People feeling insecure lack confidence and have anxiety about goals and relationships and their ability to be successful in them. So when you're dealing with an insecure man or an insecure woman, this is what it looks like, and this is what it's defined as. And it's very difficult, all right? The next trait of a wounded feminine is she's needy. She's needy. Some of the behaviors that could be labeled as needy in a relationship, but in reality, point to something else include a push for continuous conversation, texting, calling, emailing, social media posting. Persistently asking for reaffirmations of love. Constantly seeking out compliments. Wanting to spend every moment together. Difficulty making decisions alone. Anger or sadness when partners spend time with other people. Pessimism toward the relationship or cycling pessimism and optimism, going back and forth. Sensitivity to criticism, even when delivered gently. A need for reassurance, not just in a relationship, but often in other areas of life. And, of course, acting jealous without evidence or cause. Okay? So those are the traits of someone who's needy. So the wounded feminine, those are the traits of the wounded feminine. All right? The next trait. All right, let's have another track by Brother O. DJ Legend Brother O. What you got for us?
For one night, I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are, 'cause neither of us that you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you 'cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share is so that I want you all to myself. It's only for tonight. Is that all right? All right, baby. Oh, I know that we both have our separate lives and we don't each other, but you can have me so that I can hold you until the morning comes and we can go back to how things were
before.
Yeah, as of tonight,
yeah.
right, brother. This is the Know You Right Show. I'm Terra Strength. Call in, family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We're talking about traits of a divine feminine tonight. The three questions, do women really care about being a divine feminine? Why is it that no matter how much money modern women make, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? And would you stay with a man that treated you right, but he was boring? All right, so we're going to finish up and wrap up. So the next trait that we're talking about for the wounded feminine is codependent. The term codependency is often used casually to describe relationships where a person is needy or dependent upon another person. There is much more to this term than everyday clinginess. Codependent relationships are far more extreme than this. Family, you can refer to my videos. Go to YouTube on Terra Strength on the 5 deadly traits of codependency. I talk about it. The next trait is manipulative. Manipulative behaviors include actions a person uses to gain influence or control over someone else. They can be a form of psychological aggression with behaviors often associated with intimate partner violence. These behaviors can include lying, denying, passive-aggressive behavior, gaslighting, silence, criticizing, sometimes a form of verbal abuse, withholding, blaming, getting a person outside of their comfort zone to give themselves an advantage. People who manipulate others may have difficulty identifying and expressing their wants and needs appropriately and healthily. Manipulation. Another trait of the wounded feminine, inauthentic. Inauthentic people are focused on making themselves look good. Aren't too worried about the actual quality of their character or trying to better themselves or become more trustworthy. They're also liable to hold grudges against others, as forgiveness would mean having the humility to see that no one is perfect and authentic. Another trait of the wounded feminine is over-emotional. Numerous physical and mental health conditions can cause a person to feel extra emotional. These range from stress to hormonal changes. Number one, trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. People who have a history of trauma or currently facing trauma may have emotional reactions that seem disproportionate to the situation. Overly emotional. And the last trait of the wounded feminine is victim. When playing the victim, a person will refuse to take responsibility for the circumstances that they are in. Instead, they point the finger to make others feel guilty or simply ignore their role in perpetuating the problem. What's the remedy here? Every circumstance, situation, and event in their life offers the victim an opportunity for growth. All right? So there you have it, family. Those are the traits of the wounded feminine. That's all I have for tonight in terms of the traits of the divine feminine. Brother O was talking on the show last night. He asked the question, how do we help our communities? We have fighting and killing going on. Well, Brother O, I have an answer for you, Brother O. We need to strive to be better men and women. We need to strive to be more divine so that we can teach our children. These kids belong to all of us. And so when we work on our relationships and divorce and break up less, then we create a culture of love and acceptance. And that's what it's going to take to turn this thing around, that we have to see a need to evolve more. We need to see a need to be divine feminine and divine masculines, and to be better men and better women. All right, brother? So you can take it away, brother.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Yes, indeed. We're going to go into our callers. Listen, you know, before I go into Ngozi time, anybody wants to press one, do it now. If you don't, then you're not going to get on. Caller number 4. You're live right now with the Know Your Right Show with Terra Strength. Go ahead and make your comments. Caller? Okay. We'll go to the next caller. Go ahead, talker. Yeah. Talk to us.
Hi, this is Wanda Walker.
Good evening. I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying, and it really comes down to the fact that we have to make a conscious decision to make the sacrifice and do what's necessary for everyone and be less selfish. You're talking about the different traits of women and femininity, and I am one that strongly believes that Black women have more to do with the problems we're seeing in the community because of how everything takes place. The pressures that we put on men as far as financing, we want to be the head of the house. You know, like on Father's Day, you're telling women happy Father's Day. That is just so totally wrong. Like our young men need to see men, and to be a man, it's not about what you earn, it's about what you do in the character. And we need to get out of this fantasy world and reality and stuff and do the parts that we're supposed to be, the parts that we're supposed to do, be more feminine, be more nurturing, be more about the home and the family so that the man can concentrate on being the provider and the protector. And when you mix those roles, you get chaos, and we see it in the streets. If it worked, we wouldn't have the problems that we're having. So we need to go back to tried and true things that we know that did work. We need to go back to that. Our traditions, you know, family values, being more conservative, being more mindful about, you know, our actions and the roles that we play. It's just not true on so many different levels for the roles of men and women to just be so interchangeable. And I'm just speaking from my personal opinion. I just don't agree with what I'm seeing going on, and it's causing so much destruction in our community and across the world.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Your comments are definitely on point. I just want to say this, and I'll probably say it again. The feminine or the divine feminine is energetically and spiritually designed to be the emotional guardian or caretaker of the masculine's confidence and well-being, and indeed the whole family. His power is physical, provide and protect, and her power is metaphysical or ethereal, if she's healthy.
So she doesn't.
So the divine
feminine
is very powerful. Excuse me?
I said if she doesn't do her part, he can't do his part, and everything's out of line and out of whack. And then we see what we see in the streets. It's really sad. Another term that I use is mommy monsters. I've said it a couple of times at community meetings, but these are typically the mothers that are okay with being single, that purposely seek out to be single, have multiple baby fathers, and they are okay with their sons running packages. They know that he doesn't have a job and he can't read and fill out an application, but yet they have him helping to pay rent. You know, and it just goes on, and it mushrooms, and it goes, and then the next minute you know he's in trouble or 6 feet under, and she's trying to act like she doesn't know how he got there. He got there because this is what you produce, and this is what you raise. At 5 years old, you were arguing with the daycare person, and at 15, you were ready to fight the teacher, and at 18 and 20, you have him paying rent and running the house and bringing people, you know, in, and it's just nonsense. It's just total chaos. And if they create these monsters, they need to go get these monsters off the corner. We need to start sending anonymous letters or pulling a neighbor over and having a personal conversation. Someone has to speak up and say something, because apparently people think that being politically correct is more important than being right or righteous and doing the right thing. So if I see, I don't have to embarrass you,
But I do, as a person in the community and an elder in the community, I need to find a way to bring information to you, say something to you, or make a statement so that you know that I'm not okay with what's going on, and I'm not going to just be someone that stands there and lets it happen. And if we all did that, that would be the village again.
And that's what we need. That's what we all need to do. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you for your outstanding comments. Thank you for
calling in,
Antonio. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. We have another. We have caller five in the queue. Caller five, who am I speaking with?
Oh, hail the king.
Who is this? This is who I think it is.
You know who it is. Oh, hail the king.
How are you doing, E? You know what?
You know what? I'm doing very well. And this, your topic tonight was beyond my mind-blowing from the point that you made, and you made a lot of valid points. The only thing that I'm coming from the church world, and this, when you got manipulating women and condescending women, that's what we call a Jezebel spirit. Also,
right.
It's on the man. The man was made first, okay? So when the fall of man came, it wasn't because of Eve bit the fruit. It's because man did. Because God called man, he said, Adam, where art thou? Okay. Also, women are not required to submit to a man unless that is her husband. And what I'm seeing in today's society is that girlfriends want wife privileges and boyfriend want husband privileges. And you can't get that when you're not acting accordingly. So for a woman to really listen and respect her man, he needs to be the provider, and he needs to respectfully marry her so she can submit. And submit is not, you know, being a servant. It's about, you know, working together. That means that she's in the second seat. And there's nothing wrong being the second seat. That is the co-pilot. That is the co-driver. That is the one that's going to maybe give you advice and counsel. That's the one who you're going to come home at night. That's the one who's going to comfort and nurture you. And a lot of women got it mixed up because they want to dominate the man. And in the black community, the black woman is the most unprotected woman. So therefore, she's bitter and she's mad because she's not getting the protection because the man won't step up. And I like what Wanda was saying about the mommy monsters because, again, the fathers aren't stepping up. So therefore, the mothers have no choice but to raise these men to not be the proper man. So when things go awry, they don't know what's going on because they're laying down with the wrong man.
Yes, yes. Thank you for those comments. Tell the listening world who you are, E, and when your next show is.
I'm the host of Strictly Business with E. Davis, and my show is this Thursday on August the 3rd.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, E, as always. Powerful comments as always. Look forward to your show. All right. Caller six. I think we have another call in the queue. Caller six. Who am I speaking with? This is Know Your Rights.
Hey, International Internet Hall of Famer. How you doing?
How you doing, Tony?
Hey man, enjoying your show, man. You got, you know, you just you being you, man, which is why you're in the position that you're in. And I just want to say I appreciate you, man. The world appreciates you. And just to add my little $9.99 is we as a people primarily was at our best, man, when we was able to do what we were sent to do. And that don't make any one of us lesser. You know, right now the roles has been reversed. As I put on your wall, man, on your live, you know, the roles have been reversed to the point where, you know, now the biggest question is, and not to take anything away from your show, but when I put what I put, and some people didn't see it, so let me reiterate, don't allow mass media to make you question on what a woman is by nature.
Right.
Not a synthetic woman, not a made-up woman. Right. And the same thing, vice versa. Or a synthetic pretending to be a man and or a made-up man, you know. So we both have roles that we have incarnated here to take on a certain amount of responsibility by being ourselves. And once we get back to that, then we'll be right back into the position of powers like we once were and what we're capable of being again and again. And, yes, I am a host of We Will Aware You, and I'll be speaking about Return of the Soul, something that you mentioned a couple of times tonight on your show. That should be August 24th, if I'm correct, on a Thursday, 9:30, coming up, Return of the Soul.
Okay, outstanding. Thanks for calling in, Huni. This is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever, Huni Bak-Atun, my man. Thanks for calling in, Huni. I think we have another call in the queue, caller 7. Who am I speaking with?
Peace and blessings, Brother Terrence.
Sister Bessie, what's going on, Sister Bessie?
Hi, my brother. How are you? I'm enjoying the show. You know I have to put my little two cent in. How are you this evening?
Doing okay. I'm doing okay. Yes.
Well,
I am
concerned about the men, and you know, like I said before, many women are being killed and mistreated. Mm-hmm. But you have narcissistic men and you have narcissistic women. Now, from my study, it says that it's more narcissistic men than it is women. And when you have the women that are suffering, they go through these things. Partners of narcissistics feel torn between their love and their pain, between staying and leaving, but they can't seem to do either. They feel ignored, uncared about, and unimportant, as the narcissistic criticism demands emotional unavailability, increase their confidence and self-esteem, decrease. Women, when they have narcissistic men, it takes away a lot from their self-esteem. And if the man does not have any empathy, the ability to understand and share his feelings of another, he has a total lack of empathy for anybody.
Right.
So you have women that are suffering, and you have men that are suffering. And I look at it this way. When they had when we had the COVID, we lost a lot of elderly parents, grandparents. And those are the ones that give the information out. And if they're not here, they have to survive on their own. And you have another problem where the young do not want to listen to the elderly. But we all are suffering out here, and like you said, and like the other listeners, we have to put an effort to change our personalities towards each other, and even
hey,
the children.
Bethany. I got to come on and say something, Sister Bethany, because what you're saying, you know, you stepped on my toe, and I got to come on. You know, my second marriage was that. You know what I mean? You know, a lady that tried to be narcissistic, and I let her go.
Yes.
And I'm proud that I did it. You know what I mean? I'm a happy bachelor to this day, divorced and happy.
Yeah.
Because once you see the situations that go on and you see a person that tries to put their children over your own when all the children supposed to be together, you know, where the children, one child shouldn't be Cinderella, right? You know the story, right? You know the story. And, you know, you're going to stand for your own child. And it's crazy in that situation, Terrace, you know, narcissistic situation. But you got to be a man.
Yeah.
You got to be a man about it. And you got to let go. And I did. And, you know, I'm happy, you know, to be able to do what I want to do, be who I want to be, go where I want to go. And, you know, your boy, brother, oh, it's a globetrotter. Good night.
Yeah.
I'll be back in the ghosty time.
You know what?
So,
I want to make a comment. Brother O made a very good point. You know, part of why I do these shows is so that we can learn the traits and not attach ourselves to these people in the first place, right?
Yes.
So the more you understand trauma, the more you understand dysfunction, you can see the traits and not attach yourselves in the first place. But when we're wounded, we find ourselves in relationships like this. So we got to work on ourselves and deal with our own trauma so that we don't end up with narcissistic, unhealthy, dysfunctional people. Okay? Yeah. And then you get married and you make babies that come out of it. And then you divorce. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what these, that's why these shows are so important to me, and trying to show the traits of what it looks like so that you can identify. Okay.
Yes. And I thank you for that. And I just want to let the people know out there, if you don't know what a narcissist is, you need to study and find out so you can identify and do not participate in these relationships. Terrence, wonderful show. Love you very much.
thank you, Sister Betsy. Thank you. Family, this is the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Sister Betsy the Truther. She spits fire when she's on here, so we look forward to hearing her in the future. Thanks for calling us, Sister Betsy. I think we have another caller in the queue, caller 8. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Terrence. How are you today? This is Tiana Speaks.
Tiana, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Your shows are absolutely amazing, to tell you that. And
I have to tell you something.
And you're welcome. I laughed when you talked about the wounded. I'm going to tell you why. Because I laughed for the simple fact that it felt like you were describing my ex. So am I gay? I don't know. He must have been a woman. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, okay.
But it's definitely true. I actually laughed. I'm like, what the heck? But I know you're not talking about men tonight or anything like that. But I just had to share that because I literally laughed when it happened. in the words of Africana, what is going on here? But anyway, I wanted to answer a question about the boring. You know, I had a situation like that when I was in my 20s. I had a really good man, and I didn't understand. I had a really good man. He was very, very good to me, but I just started to kind of get bored with the relationship because he didn't talk. I like to talk. I like to, you know what I mean, like engage. It just wasn't his personality. He was an introvert. But I didn't understand what an introvert was back then. And I didn't understand that he lacked the skills to communicate because there's a lot of things that he didn't know. And I kind of took on a mother role because he didn't have like that. He didn't grow up and know the things that I knew. So it was a lot on me, you know, being young and being in my 20s, you know. And eventually, the truth is, the reason why I left was because I started, I never cheated on him or anything, but I started to, enjoy the attention from other guys. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. I didn't feel like I was going to cheat, but it's just something wasn't right. And I cried, feeling lonely with him for a year and a half. And I asked him, I told him what I needed, and he never changed it. So I left, I had to leave. But now, looking back, maybe I would have, not now, but I mean, if I was in a situation like that now, me being older and understanding certain things, maybe people are not equipped with certain knowledge, that I would have tried to, instead of saying what I need, then we have to, try to help that person understand, how to give that, you know, not just tell them what you need, but help them work on it to give you what you need, you know, when you become more mature. So I appreciate everything that you were saying. There was another question you had that, what was the other question that I wanted to, was one of them I wanted to get into as well.
Being a divine feminine, and number two, why is it that no matter how much money modern women make, she wants a man to make equal or more than she does? That's the other question.
I think that's because a lot of women don't look at a relationship like a team effort. I think a lot of times we were groomed since we were younger by watching movies and television and princess this and princess that we were saved by this person. So I think that's why, because we were groomed since a young age. So, you know, I don't necessarily feel like that. If a guy was making $100,000, he's obviously doing good, and I made $200,000, then that just means that we make $300,000 together. It shouldn't be a big deal. You know, it shouldn't be an issue. I don't feel it's a lot of, I think, ego, humility, you know, plays a part in how someone looks at it. If you have an ego and you have this this thing in your mind that a man is supposed to do everything for you and you're supposed to sit back and just look pretty, then that's when you have that problem. But when you're mature as a woman, like, you know that it's a partnership together. It's not just my money, your money. It's our money, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, the thing is, though, the only problem with that is that other person, whether it be the woman or the man, financially responsible. Because if either the woman or the man is spending money on stupid things, a lot of that can cause a problem, you know. So, but other than that, say it again.
I said you're going to have a problem anyway if that's going on, right?
Well, right, right. If either is not financially responsible and spending money and not budgeting and just like it can cause a lot of problems. So if you put your money together, you know, you both could be in a hole because one person is just not, you know, responsible. But I think it's a lot of it just us being groomed, you know, because I even parenting as well. Like, what did the parents teach the woman or what she's supposed to expect from her man? What did her father do for her? Because if her father was a person who just provided for the mother and the mother, let's say she was a stay-at-home mom, that might be just in her mind that's the way it's supposed to go. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that if that's what, you know, the relationship, that's the relationship that people want and it works for them. But, you know, if she gets with someone who doesn't want that lifestyle, it's going to be a problem because that's what she's going to be expecting. So I think it's good to talk about your expectations in the beginning on what you need, how you want to raise kids, all of these different things so you don't come into these problems later on. So I think that's my answer for that question. That's my answer.
Okay. Yes.
Wonderful show. I love it. My next one, you're welcome. August 16th, yes. And it'll be Yo Nací Para Amarte. And my show, The Power of Thoughts, will be on August 25th. Please don't miss it, 9:30 p.m. And I just want to say hello, everybody out there, and hello to my fellow hosts. And you're doing a great job, Terrence. I'm really excited about your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiana. And this is Tiana Speaks Family. Check out her show, Dynamic Host, another host on this network that's dynamic. I believe it's Ngozi time next. Brother O, what you got?
Encouraging me to see and want so much more out of life. And you said, never mind your fears, 'cause someday we'll pass in time. Yeah. And I wanna thank you because.
Yeah. It's just another masterpiece on me. And, of course, you know, I want to say something to what Tara said. And a lot of times when you bring your representative and everything is so smooth, you got to use your discernment, you know, in that case. And, you know, I talked about my second marriage. You know, that representative was strong. You know, when you get married and things happen, you know, Terrence is right. You got to be able to, you know, differentiate that situation and be stronger. And again, all those things are moving pieces for you to be better. And today, tonight, right here on the one and only Devin Nation, your producer and proprietor is much better than I was yesterday. Because your yesterday's the real deal. Of course, tonight, this wonderful person, the 2020 Sony Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year, and most importantly, the 2022 enshrinee to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, has done something, again, extravagant. Congratulations to Tara Strip on his 54th WBNN All-Time Connection record, 14th consecutive, another streak, because you know he's a man about streaks. This man is the only person in the history of this network that holds the Holy Grail. 33 all-time connection records, spanning from, you know, his anniversary, which is tonight, right? You know, 4 years right here at WBNN, to 2021 with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. 1933, he's proving himself weighted in gold. Congratulations to Tara Strip. Tomorrow night, we come back on this wonderful network with Ava Holly, the casual chat, and she'll be with us, period, right here, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, on the one and only Devin Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Go-To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, which you knew before as Twitter. All of them, Malay Go-To Facebook. Also, Threads, so join us there. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, dying goes to my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malaywin, goes to say goodnight, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the ministry that is Mr. Tara Strip, outstanding host, historic on the one and only Beverly Nation.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. Just want to thank everyone, all the callers who called into the show to make their comments. They were outstanding. I want to thank all our listeners. I will see you guys back. Thank you for joining me to talk about the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And I just want to say at the end, well, the divine feminine is she is energetically and spiritually designed to be the emotional guardian or caretaker of the masculine confidence. And she needs to do that just to know who she's dealing with. And indeed, she provides that culture for the whole family. So remember, his power is physical. He provides and protects. And her power is metaphysical or ethereal, if she is healthy. Thank you, family. I'll see you guys in a month. Remember, tell someone you love them and all.
Something that I figured out, darling, you must have been heaven sent. There isn't nothing better than the things that you say and do, no. So why do I feel I'm being played for a fool? Cause whenever you call on me, I come through for you. But when I need you, you can't seem to do the same for me. And I love that you pay your phone on mine when we're alone. But sometimes when I try to reach you, I wonder if it's just